It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. And it's not only a Finish Strong Friday, it is a Winners Friday.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
The spread the word winner for this week is Alex Riley, a.k.a. Dr. Mackey, M-A-C-K-E, on Instagram. I don't know what that means, Alex, but congratulations. I think you liked one of our video posts on Instagram from at Ross Tucker Pod, not at Ross Tucker NFL. So kudos to you. You are the spread the word winner for this week. Please send me an email, ross@rostucker.com. Let me know whether you want one of these awesome press passes I've been racking up over the last few days, or if you'd rather have a signed picture or signed football card, let me know, ross@rostucker.com. As far as the sponsor confirmation email winner, as far as I know, nobody entered this week. I don't think we got a single email from someone that took advantage of one of our sponsors. So no sponsor confirmation email winner if there's nobody emailing me with a sponsor confirmation. So please do that, A, because we like giving out winners, and B, we need more email questions. So take advantage of any of the awesome sponsors on the sponsor page at rostucker.com or that you hear me mention on any of these shows. YouTube shout out goes to Jeff L. Etherton Rogers. Jeff L. Etherton Rogers. Awesome work by you with the YouTube comment. Jeff L. even knows exactly who he wants the shout out for. So I'm all over that. He's a lifelong Bills fan. I am with you, Jeff L. Thank you for signing up at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And it's unbelievable how many patrons we're getting. Ever since we started to post all of our even money bets in visual format, written format, whatever, on our private Tuckhead Slack channel, the patrons have gone through the roof. Today I'll shout out Christopher Mulligan, patreon.com/RTMedia. That way if you want the press box food, grades, the power rankings, our picks with my scores here on a Friday, and of course, the even money bets, patreon.com/RTMedia is the way to do it. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Week 8, already, Thursday night anyway, already in the books. The Atlanta Falcons came back from behind to beat the Carolina Panthers 25-17. I know, Ross, you were not expecting this. Even on our rundown sheet that you sent me, you started off by saying, the Carolina Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons ... because you did that before the game even ended. So,
yes. Yeah, so I send that. I sometimes send the script to Brian before the game ends because I had to do the Fresno State, Colorado State game last night, which was very cool, by the way. Very cool. I mean, Bulldog Stadium is neat. I wish that, you know, they had been able to be fans. Obviously, I know why there can't be, but it was neat. They had the CBS crew meal had awesome ribs and awesome chicken, which was delicious. And then the Fresno State press box food was Chick-fil-A, Bri.
Ooh, nice.
So, I mean, I had ribs at like 4:15, and then 6:30 I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich with barbecue sauce on it, of course. I'll give them an A, man. That is very, very solid. And that was a fun game to do. I don't know if people have seen it yet today. They even posted my top 10 Halloween candies on the CBS Sports Network broadcast last night. So make sure you check out any of my socials at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It'll be at all of those places. So you can, look, it was on TV. So there's no disputing it. We know now as a society that anything that's on TV ever is 100% accurate, true, and real. So that's the official list now. Those are the rules, I think. As for last night's game, kudos to the Atlanta Falcons. I am very impressed by the resilience of that group of men. You know, your head coach and your GM get fired. On Sunday, you have yet another disastrous loss. Yet those guys keep fighting. They bounce back. They play one of their best games of the year. The Panthers didn't have Zach Kerr or Russell Okung. The Falcons marched on their first drive, and I thought, Bri, oh boy, here we go. Fourth and one from inside the five, and they settle for a 20-yard field goal. Couldn't believe that, but ended up helping them late. And by the way, that was after they call a timeout. Then it was a lot of the Panthers. Panthers just ran the ball right down the Falcons' throat, some penalties, Mike Davis, Curtis Samuel scores. And later on, the Panthers had an awesome flea flicker to Curtis Samuel, which was a great throw by Teddy Bridgewater. Other than that, the Falcons' D, they rose up, Bri. That's the expression, rise up. They rose up pretty good. I thought the defensive backs were much better for Atlanta, and it closed out with Bleedy Ray Wilson with the big interception at the end of the game. Grady Jarrett was awesome as always, and it felt like Teddy Bridgewater was under duress most of the night, including the play that got Charles Harris ejected when he took a shot at Teddy Bridgewater. Second time in a week we've seen, second time in 5 days that we've seen a big hit like that on a quarterback. Speaking of injuries, Teddy Bridgewater, by the way, did come back in the game. Calvin Ridley did not after he got hurt, the Falcons wide receiver. But a big night for Julio Jones, and the Falcons get it taken care of. By the way, speaking of the Falcons, Thomas Dimitroff is on this week's Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. So what a great time to talk to. What's it like to be a GM, and then you get fired, and you're watching the games the rest of the season and watching your team last night? I think they recorded that before last night, but still, I would highly encourage you to listen to Thomas Dimitroff on the Business of Sports this week. So Atlanta wins 25-17. I was wrong here. I was wrong on Even Money Podcast. Off to a bad start. And it feels like a little bit like the hope for this season for Carolina is done now. I mean, they were 3-2. They've lost three in a row. They're 3-5. With the NFC West being as good as they are, the playoffs are kind of out the door. That was a critical game for Carolina last night. 4-4 and 3-5 is a big difference in terms of feeling like you're in the mix. Speaking.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
I threw you for a loop there, Bri. I'll just mention, I mentioned earlier, patreon.com/RTmedia. In fact, you know what I'll mention to you right now? Because I was talking about the fact that I laid the 2.5 points on the Even Money Podcast for Carolina Panthers. I did that on the Even Money Podcast, and I did that via DraftKings. And to celebrate the showdown in Happy Valley tomorrow, Penn State, my squad that I follow against Ohio State, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. Additionally, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure, a U.S.-based sportsbook. That is key. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Ross when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State. Bet $1 on them and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code Ross during sign up. Limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 cents of playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tuck Takes.
All right, let's get your picks for every one of these games, and we will start with the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. You know, I feel like the Steelers have a better team. I feel like they are a little bit more well-rounded, You heard Greg Cosell on yesterday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast talking about the fact that Baltimore's not throwing it as well. Even Joe Dolan said on the Fantasy Feast that, you know, you think about like J.K. Dobbins. He's the highest fantasy points running back for the Ravens, and he's like 40th. He's RB 40. It's just not quite clicking like it used to. I still, Bri, will take the Ravens in this game with the injection of Ngakoue. That sounds like a drug, Ngakoue. Ngakoue, and coming off the bye, playing at home, Steelers off that hard-fought win against the Titans. So I'll still go with the Ravens, but I think it's a really close game. Could go either way. I think the Steelers are the better football team. I think the Ravens win the game 23-20.
The Los Angeles Rams at the Miami Dolphins.
So hard to know what to expect from Tua Tagovailoa. It'll be his first start. There will be a lot of eyeballs on him. I think we're all curious to see how he performs. And, you know, I think he's going to do pretty well. I think you can't really put him in the lineup like the Dolphins are doing here unless you're pretty confident that he's ready and he'll perform pretty well. But I guess we'll find out. Hard to pick the Dolphins to win. I mean, they easily could. Coming off the bye, Rams played Monday night. It's a great spot for Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins. And if Tua comes out and has a great first game, the Dolphins will win. I just can't predict. I don't know that that's going to happen. That's hard to do. So I'll take the Rams. They've been consistent all year. They're 5-2 for a reason. Rams 27, Dolphins 23.
Next game, it's the New York Jets at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not going to spend a whole lot of time on this game. The Chiefs will beat the Jets by a lot. It's just a matter of whether or not it's by 19.5 points or whatever the betting line is at this point. Can't imagine, especially at home, the Chiefs throwing a clunker up there. I'll say, you know, the Jets defense is not bad. I'll say Kansas City 34, the Jets 17. No, Jets 13, the Chiefs cover. 34-13, Chiefs. Lock them up.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Next up, it's the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers.
The Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings are not like one of your typical 1-5 teams. They're better than that. They did trade Ngakoue, which I think, you know, lets the team know that this is kind of a lost season. I think the Packers will continue their hot streak from last week against the Texans. Hard to imagine the Vikings being able to slow down this Green Bay Packers team. Feels like there could be a bunch of points, although I thought that that would be the case with the Houston Texans last week, and it really wasn't. Probably a somewhat similar game, 31-24 Green Bay.
The Indianapolis Colts at the Detroit Lions.
Looking forward to this one. You know, I mentioned Carolina Panthers last night. Big difference between 3-5. And 4-4. Big difference for the Colts between 4-3 and 5-2. 5-2, it's like they are well on their way to the playoffs. 4-3, they're just jumbled up with a bunch of other teams. Same with Detroit. I mean, if Detroit wins this one and they get to 4-3 and they're above 500, we got to start to give them some credit. We got to start, that'll be three wins in a row. We got to start to say, hey, the Lions are going to be in the mix. If they lose and they're 3-4, then it's okay. They beat a bad Atlanta team and a bad Jacksonville team. They're still the Lions. So only time will tell in that regard. I like the Colts to win the game. I think it's a good game. I think it's a close game. I think it could go either way. I don't think it's a particularly high-scoring game. I'll say Colts 24, Lions 23. Lions lose a heartbreaker because, frankly, that's what they do.
The Las Vegas Raiders at the Cleveland Browns.
So this will be another game. There's a lot of games like this week, Bri, that are right in that realm, I will call it. Browns 5-2. They could get to 6-2, which would just be amazing. And if they do, it's, man, this is the year. The Browns are finally going to the playoffs. They fall at home to the Raiders to 5-3. Yeah. Then you've got the Raiders. They're 3-3. Big swing game for them. Obviously, the Browns will be without Odell Beckham Jr. He's done for the year with a torn ACL. A lot of eyes on Rashard Higgins. A lot of eyes on Baker Mayfield to see how well he's able to perform without Odell Beckham Jr. There are some theories out there that he's actually better without Odell Beckham Jr. So I guess we'll find out. I like the Browns at home in this one. I think, you know, I just think the Raiders' defense is really bad. I think this ends up being 34-27 Browns.
Tennessee Titans at the Cincinnati Bengals.
So the Bengals, I feel like, will keep it close. They almost always do. The Titans defense is not very good, which is why I don't think they're, you know, one of the two or three best in the AFC. They're more like number four or five. Their defense just has not really figured it out this season, whereas the Bengals defense has not really been good either. Carlos Dunlap's gone. Titans find a way to win one that I think is a close one, 30-27. I guess, look, the Bengals seem to be one of those teams, Bri. They can't figure out how to close out these late games. And the Titans usually do that pretty well. So I'll go 30-27 Titans.
New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills.
It is a ginormous game for a million different reasons. It's also kind of crazy how many good and important 1 o'clock Eastern time games there are, Bri. Really intriguing. So the Bills at 5-2, it's now or never, guys. I mean, if they win to get to 6-2 and they make the Patriots 2-5, that's not the final nail in the coffin, Bri, but they're starting. They're it's about halfway through if they can win this one. Gigantic game. One of the biggest games for the Buffalo Bills in the last 20 years. And I mean that. They need to get it done. I think they will get it done. Julian Edelman had surgery on his knee. He's out for an undefined, undetermined amount of time. I think the Bills take care of business unless they get BGS, which is big game syndrome. I think the Bills take care of this. If the Patriots win, then all bets are off for the AFC East the rest of the year. I don't think they will. Buffalo 23, New England 16.
Los Angeles Chargers at the Denver Broncos.
So, you know, on Even Money Podcast, I like the Broncos getting 3.5 points. I think that that was an overreaction to what happened in both the Chargers and Broncos contests last week. I actually think that the Broncos have a great chance to win the game. They did a lot of positive things with the pass rush and hitting Mahomes, and Philip Lindsay ran well, although he's in the concussion protocol. I haven't seen an update on him, but I do think this is going to be a really good game. Could go either way. And in fact, man, I'm torn on this one. I'll go Broncos to win it outright, Bri. I just think the Chargers can't really handle prosperity. The Broncos are going to bounce back after, you know, the kickoff return touchdown and the turnovers. I'll say Drew Lock and the Broncos get it done. And I think it's going to be 20-17. 20-17 Broncos. Vic Fangio knows how to play defense, and we can let the doggies out.
Cross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
Moving on to Seattle, the Seahawks hosting the San Francisco 49ers.
I thought you were going to say the San Francisco treat, yeah. Right there. There were people, by the way, that really could not believe that we didn't know exactly what Rice Aroni was. Norm, one of our tuckheads, one of our patrons, but he grew up in like the valley, like where I'm at right now, still in Fresno, California. He grew up not that far from here, so probably was especially a staple for him. So this game could go either way. I don't anticipate Russell Wilson throwing 3 interceptions again. I think he bounces back. He doesn't play poorly 2 games in a row. They don't lose 2 games in a row. They don't lose like that at home. and the Niners, Jamichael Hasty off the practice squad, he'll probably have a buck 50. But I think at some point you can't get that same level of production from the running backs. I'll take Seattle to win an awesome football game. 34-30, Seattle wins.
New Orleans Saints at the Chicago Bears.
So another really important, fun game that I'm looking forward to. Another swing game for both these teams that are very much in the playoff race. One of the things to note is I think there's supposed to be weather all weekend. So something to keep in mind that there could be wind. I know even last night's Carolina-Atlanta game was affected a little bit by the wind and certainly by the rain. I just right now, you know, I can't unsee what I saw from the Bears on Monday night. I think bad weather is good for them, especially against the Saints. You know, Drew Brees outside of the dome and in cold weather, whatever. But I still think the Saints win. I just can't pick this iteration of the Bears to win this game. I'll take the Saints. I think it's a good game. I think it's a little bit lower scoring. 20-17 Saints. And if the score is 20-17, that's where the Bears want to be. That's where the Bears want to live. That gives them a chance to win the football game. So that's why I took the Bears with one unit on the Even Money podcast, getting 4 points, because I think it'll be a field goal type of game. But I'm gonna pick Drew Brees to get it done late.
Sunday night football is the Dallas Cowboys at your Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, Bri, I forgot to mention this earlier, and I wanted to. Ryan Groy, the starting right guard for the Chargers, he has tested positive for the coronavirus. So they're going to figure out some of the contact tracing stuff. So that could affect the Chargers in that game as well against the Broncos. You know, that's something to keep an eye on. If it's too many guys, maybe they'll try to push back the game. The Giants have one of those. We can get to that in a little bit, but the Giants have one of those and Will Hernandez. But I guess I saw this morning where the contact tracing for him has been good, that none of the other guys are high-risk contacts, and they all tested negative. So I guess they'll be back in the facility today. I have not seen that information yet as it relates to the L.A. Chargers. And by the way, Gardner Minshew also evidently has some thumb fractures and a torn ligament. So perhaps we will not see Gardner Minshew after the bye for the Jacksonville Jaguars. As for this game, I'll be there calling the game with our buddy Tom McCarthy. Brian, he does games for CBS. He does the Phillies on television. Tom and I go way back. Tom and I, for those of you that are familiar, Tom actually called my games when I was at Princeton, way back when. And it's nice to see how successful he's become. He's very, very good. He's an awesome guy. Looking forward to working with him.
You know, Ross, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. That Tuesday night game, that Titans-Bills game that got postponed to Tuesday, well, Tom was set to do that, and the game got moved to Tuesday. So I texted him after. I said, my gosh, you're really good. Because on a Sunday afternoon, we're working games, or you know, I may catch a clip of a game. But to sit down and watch the whole game on a Tuesday night, it's like, man, he's one of the best ones they've got.
Yeah, he's excellent. He really is. He's excellent, and it'll be fun. So if you guys are driving around or you have Sirius Radio or whatever, you can listen to me Sunday night. They don't let it's on about 350 stations. They don't let those stations stream it. So to stream it, you got to have NFL Game Pass or Sirius XM has it on, or like I said, if you're driving around. But you can't find it streaming. I know a lot of the Tuckheads have tried before, but I'll be doing that game, like I said, on Sunday night. Really looking forward to Ben DiNucci getting his first start. I think I said this story earlier in the week, Bri, but I called Ben DiNucci's state championship game for Pine Richland his senior year against St. Joe's Prep, which is out of Philadelphia, which was loaded. They had DeAndre Swift and John Runyon's son and all of these guys, and DiNucci almost willed his team to victory. I hope he plays well. I really do. I don't think it'll be enough to beat the Eagles, not with the offensive line that the Cowboys are trotting out there these days. I don't see it. He is more mobile than Andy Dalton, which gives him a chance, and he'll try to use that, but he better get down. It's a little bit different than playing at JMU. It is an FCS battle, as Joe Dolan said on, you know, the Fantasy Feast podcast. I just think the Eagles, the Cowboys defense is the worst in the NFL. The Cowboys offensive line's horrendous. I don't know if the Eagles will blow them out, but the Eagles will win the game. I'll go 27-17, and you can lock up the birds.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Monday Night Football, it's the Tampa Bay Bucks at the New York Giants.
So, you know, this is a game that theoretically could get pushed back a day, or they're trying to figure it out with Will Hernandez. That doesn't help the Giants, but they weren't going to win this game anyway, right? I mean, let's be honest. The Bucks are the best team in the NFC right now. They're playing extremely well. I think Antonio Brown is scheduled to play. Chris Godwin's out with that finger surgery, so it gives them a good opportunity to get Antonio Brown in the lineup, although Bruce Arians says he's kind of starting from scratch in terms of learning the offense. Should be a really fun game, just in the sense to see Brady on Monday night and to see how he does with Antonio Brown. That'll be the big news. That'll be the big story. Bucks will win the football game, probably going away. I'll say 31-17. Bucks win by two touchdowns. They're just on a roll right now. I can't see the Giants have trouble scoring 20 points. They do, especially against this Bucks defense. 31-17 Bucks. And this will be your third survivor slash knockout slash whatever you want to call it option of the week.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it pick of the week.
Some shout outs, Bri, are in order because that's what we do every day for our I think we're done here patron members. Patreon.com/RT Media. As a reminder, first of all, it's the best community that's out there. If you become a Tuckhead member at $10 a month, it's the best community I'm aware of. I love chiming in every day on beer and food and football topics and getting to know listeners like you guys. It means a great deal to me just to get to know more about you, because usually I'm just talking. You know, you guys know a lot about me. I don't know anything about you. So I love that. Patreon.com/RT Media. And yes, you get to see all of our even money bets. You don't have to try to write them down every week for only 10 bucks a month, which is $2.50 per even money episode per all those bets. Trust me, with the way we're rolling on the Even Money podcast, you're getting more than your money's worth. Shout outs to Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, Vision Comics with an X. Let's get some sponsor confirmation email questions and sponsor confirmation email winners next week. What do you say? I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.